Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's show is for the 5th of June, 2017. We're still in the book of Psalms, and we'll be for a while. We'll be starting with Psalms 86 today. It does have a title. It is a prayer, 8605, of Dawid. That's King David. Verse 1. Incline your ear, O Yahweh, answer me, because I am poor and needy. Verse 2. Preserve my life, because I am holy. 2:6, 2:3. That could be pious as well. O you, my Elohim, save your servant that trusts in you. Verse 3, be merciful to me, that's all one word, 2:6, 0:3, O Yahweh, because I cry to you every day. And in that verse, they had removed the sacred name of Yahweh and put in Adonai, which is Lord. I have replaced the sacred name where it belongs. Likewise in verse 4, and 5, and 8, and 9, and 12, and 15. They really cut this psalm up. Verse 4, rejoice the soul of your servant, because to you, Yahweh, I lift up my soul. I put Yahweh back in there. Pardon me for a second. Verse 5, because you, Yahweh, are good and forgiving, 5:5, 4:6, and abundant in loving kindness to all those that call upon you. Again, I replaced Yahweh where it belonged in that verse. Verse 6, give ear, O Yahweh, to my prayer, and give heed, 7:1, 8:1, to the cry or voice, 6:9, 6:3, of my supplications, 8:4, 6:9. Verse 7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, because you will answer me. Verse 8. Among the Elohim, that's with a small e, that's number 430, there is none like you, O Yahweh, and nothing like your works, 4:6, 3:9. Now in verse 8, it's referring to the divine beings, like angels, etc., etc., that type. And they took the name of Yahweh out in that verse. I replaced it. I'm undoing the damage as much as I can. Verse 9, you can reference the book of Revelations, chapter 15, verse 4. Verse 9, all nations whom you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Yahweh, and shall honor your name. Now he's speaking of the Israel nations. And Yahweh was removed in that verse. and I replaced it. Verse 10. Because you are great and do wondrous works is 6381, you alone are Elohim, that's a capital E. That's an attribute. You are the divine being. Okay. Verse 11. Teach me your way, O Yahweh. I will walk in your truth. Unite, 3161, my heart to revere your name. Verse 12. And they removed Yahweh from this verse, and I have replaced it. I will praise you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, with all my heart. I will honor your name forever. Verse 13. Because your loving kindness, 2617, toward me is great, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Depths is 8482 and Sheol is 7585, and that is not hell. That is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. And where it says you have delivered my soul, that's 5315, that can also mean his physical being. Verse 14. O Elohim, the arrogant, 286, have risen up against me, and a band, 5712, of ruthless, 6184, men seek my life. And here that's 5315 again. So it can mean soul or life or being. And do not place you before them. So the band of ruthless men that seeks his life, they don't place Yahweh before themselves. They are not Yahweh worshipers. Verse 15. And they have removed Yahweh from this verse, and I have replaced it back where it belongs. But you, O Yahweh, are an El of compassion and mercy. Okay, that El is 410. That means a divine being. Slow to anger. That's 750 and 639. That is literally long in the nose. And abundant in loving kindness and truth. Verse 16. O turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your handmaid. 519. Verse 17. Make toward me a sign of favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Yahweh, have helped me and comforted me. So that would put his adversaries to shame, because he got help from the divine being. And they couldn't refute that. And it happened a lot with Dawud. He even had met enemies in his own house. His own son tried to kill him. A little coffee there. Now we're at Psalm 87. It has a title, A Psalm or Song for the Sons of Korach. Those were the temple singers. Verse 1. His foundation, 3248, is in the holy mountains. Verse 2. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion. 6:7-6. More than all the dwellings, 4:9-8, of Yaakov. That's Jacob. He's speaking of Jerusalem here. Verse 3. Honor is spoken of you, O city of Elohim. Selah. That means pause for contemplation or musical rest. Verse 4. I will make mention of Rahab, 7:2-9:4, and Babel, 8:9:4, to them that know me. Behold, Pelesheth, 6:4-9, and Zoar with Cush. This one was born there. So that means he was born in Jerusalem. Now, Rahab in this verse is an epithet for Egypt. And Pelesheth is Philistia, the land of the Philistines. And Zoar is Tyre in your King James Bible. And Cush is what they erroneously called Ethiopia. That is not correct. Verse 5, and of Zion it shall be said, this man and that man was born in her. And the Eliyahu, that is a combination of Elyon, 5:9-4:5, Most High, and Hu, 19:31, and the Eliyahu shall establish her. All right, Eliyahu means the Most High, and when you add the who, it means himself. The Most High himself shall establish her. Verse 6. Yahweh shall count, 5:6-8, when he writes the record, 3:7-9, of the people, that this man was born there. Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 7. The singers, 7:8-9:1, as well as the players of pipes, 24:90, shall say, all springs from you. So that takes care of Psalm 87. That's glorification of Jerusalem itself, because it's Yahweh's holy city. But no longer. He has left there. And the people of Israel are not there, regardless of what the ones that are there say they are. They're not Israel. Pardon me. Psalm 88 has a big long title. A song, 7:8-9:2, or Psalm 42:10, for the sons of Korach, temple singers, to the leader upon Makaloth Leanath. It is Maskil of Haman the Ezraki. Okay, Makaloth means sickness. And Leanoth means depression. Upon sickness and depression. We don't know what that is. It's unclear. And Maskil is an instructive, and Haman the Ezrahite, Ezrahi 250, is the one that wrote it. But we don't know what the title means. It's not clear. Pardon me a moment. Yeah, I had to clear my throat and finish off that coffee while it was still warm. Verse 1 of Psalm 88. O Yahweh Elohim of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Verse 2. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. Verse 3, because my soul is full, 7646, of trouble, 7451. Okay, that can mean evil or harm or displeasing or troubles. It has multiple meanings, but they're all negative. Because my soul is full of troubles and my life draws near, 5060, to Sheol, that's the land of the dead. Verse 4, I am counted, 2803, with them that go down into the pit, 953, as is the pit of death. I am as a mighty man that has no strength, 353. Verse 5, free, 2670, among the dead, like the slain that sleep in the grave. Grave is 6913. That's as a place of grief, figuratively in the care of the grave, okay? Whom you remember no more, and they are separated, 1504, from your hand. Verse 6, you have laid me, 7896, in the lowest, 8482, pit, in darkness, 4285, and in the deeps, 4688. Darkness here is figurative for inescapable grave, and the deeps mean perilous circumstances. Verse 7. Your wrath, 2534, lies hard, 5564, upon me, and you have afflicted me, 6031, with all your waves, 4867, that's waves of despair. Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 8, you have distanced, 7368, my companions, 3045, and that is to know, the people, the ones that know me, from me. You have made me abominable, 8441, to them. I am shut in, 3607, and cannot go out or go forth, 3318. My eyes waste away, 1669. From misery, 6040. Yahweh, I call upon you daily. I stretch out, 7849, my hands to you. Verse 10. Will you make wonders, 6382, for the dead? Shall the dead rise up and praise you? Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 11. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of death? Okay. The grave is 6913, and place of death is 11. Those are linked words. They have the same root. Verse 12. Shall your wonders be known in the dark, 2822, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness, 5388, and 538 has the connotation of being dead and in the grave. You don't remember anything. Verse 13, but I have cried to you, O Yahweh, and in the morning my prayer shall come before you. Verse 14, Yahweh, why do you reject my soul? Reject is 2186. Why do you hide, 5641, your face from me? Verse 15. From my youth, 5290, I have been afflicted, 6041, and dying, 1468. I bear your terrors, 367, and I am in despair, 6323. 16. Your fierce anger, 2740, covers me over, 5674. That's literally to pass over something. Your terrors, 1161, different word, put an end to me, 6789. Wore me out. In other words, that's what that means. Verse 17, they surrounded me every day like water. They surround me, 5362, different from 5437. They surrounded me, 5437, and they surround me, different word. 5362. They surround me all together. 3162. Verse 18. Lover, 157, and friend, 7453. You have distance from me and my companions into hiding. 4285. And that also can mean darkness. So these words have dual meanings. They do that a lot in Hebrew. These songs and poems, etc., are not like our English versions. Completely different thought pattern, completely different cadence. These were written in the Hebrew tongue to begin with. We don't have the music. The music is an Eastern flavor music. It is not like our Western music today. So these are very poetic, even in the English, but it's very hard when doing psalms to convey the feeling of the psalm because we don't have the music that goes with them and it's not done in the Hebrew. People don't understand the Hebrew today. I can read it, I can write it, I can speak it, but not fluently. I mean, I can't hold an open conversation because my mindset is in English. I'd have to look up everything. I know enough for research, and biblical Hebrew is not like modern Hebrew. What they what they call modern Hebrew. What they speak in Israel is a combination of things, mostly Yiddish, because they're not Israelites. They have butchered the language like everything else, like they butchered the scripture because they don't use it. They use the Babylonian Talmud. Well, we don't do that. Okay. A little more coffee here. We have Psalm 89 here. This one is a long one. It's got 52 verses. And it is the last psalm of the third book of Psalms. In Psalm 90, we will begin the fourth book of Psalms. They were separated into separate books. But they don't tell you that in the English. Psalm 89, it is maskil, that is instructive, of Ethan, 387, the Ezrahi, that's Ezrahite. And the title here, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 31. So I'm going to try to get through 89 here and maybe another. We'll see. I will sing of the mercies of Yahweh forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very sky. Now this would be Yahweh speaking here. Verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen, 972, that's Israel. I have sworn, 7650, to Dawid, my servant. Verse 4, and you can reference verse 4 in 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 16. 1 Chronicles 17, verses 11 through 14, Psalms 132, verse 11, and the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 30. Verse 4, I will establish your seed, or seed line, until everlasting, and build up your throne to all generations. Selah. Pause for contemplation. Verse 5. And the skies shall praise your wonders, O Yahweh. Okay, the very skies. Your faithfulness also in the congregation of the holy. Those are the people that were true worshipers, as the remnant is today, and the rest are not. The remnant is very different from the rest of Israel. Most of Israel is in the Judeo-Christian churches, and they don't listen. Verse 6. For who in the clouds, 7834, can set things in order, that's all one word, 6186, like Yahweh. Who among the sons of the mighty, that's 410, that's El, that also means a divine being, can be compared, 1819, to Yahweh? Well, there's angels, including the fallen angels. But none can be compared to Yahweh. The devil thought he was going to rule. Thought he was going to be equal. No. Verse 7. El, that means the divine being, and that refers to Yahweh. El is greatly held in awe, 6206, in the council, 5475, of the holy, 6918. And to be revered, 3372, by all around, 5439. Now, they usually translate revered here as fear. That is not the that is not in context. It can mean fear, but almost always it means to hold in awe. That is the prevalent usage of that word. Verse 8. O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, who is mighty, 2626, like you, 3644, to be like, O Yah, 3050. That's short for Yahweh. Okay, that's the epithet for Yahweh. Your faithfulness surrounds you. Verse 9. You rule the swelling, 1348, of the sea. When the waves of it rise up, you still them, 7623. Verse 10. You have broken, 1792, Rahab, 7294, in pieces. Now that's a metaphor for Egypt. Okay? Rahab, 7294, is a metaphor for Egypt. You have scattered, 6340, your hated enemies with your strong arm. Strong is 5797, arm is 2220. Verse 11. They have, in verse 11 here, they have translated the word for land, 776, Eretz, as earth. That is incorrect. It does not mean the earth. It means the land, the ground, or country. The skies are yours, 8064 for skies. The land also, 776 for land. The world, 8398, that is Tebel, that means the whole world. And the fullness of it, 4393, was founded, 3245, by you. So, I have corrected the mistranslations in that verse. Verse 12, you have created, 1254, the north, 6828, and the south, 3225. Tabor, 8396, and Hermon, 2768, shall shout for joy, 7442, in your name. Now that's Mount Tabor and Mount Hermon. The mountains shall shout in your name. This is very poetic, not literal. Verse 13. You have a mighty, 1369, arm. Strong, 5810, is your hand. And exalted, 7311, is your right hand. 3225. Verse 14. Justice and judgment are the foundation, 4399, of your throne, 3768. His throne of rule rests on justice and judgment. That's beautiful. Loving kindness and faithfulness go before your presence. Verse 15, this word has a dual meaning. It can mean happy, but mostly it means blessed. Okay? Blessed are the people, that's 8:35, blessed are the people that know the shout of joy, 8:6:4:3. O Yahweh, they shall walk in the light, 2:1:6, of your presence. Verse 16. They shall rejoice, 15:23, in your name all the day. They shall be exalted through your righteousness. 6:6:6:6, righteousness. Verse 17. Because you are the glory, 8:5:9:7, of their strength, 5:7:9:7, and by your favor, 7:5:2:2, our horn, 7:1:6:1, and that signifies power and influence, shall be exalted. Verse 18. Because Yahweh is our refuge, 4:0:4:3, and the Holy One, 6:9:1:8, of Israel is our King. Verse 19. Then you spoke in a vision, 2:3:7:7, to your pious one, 2:6:2:3, and said, I have granted help to a mighty one, 13:68. I have exalted a young man, 9:70, out of the people. He's speaking of King David. Verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil, I have anointed him. 4:8:8:6, anointed. He was an anointed king. Verse 20, you can reference 1 Samuel 13, verse 14, and 16, verse 12, and the book of Acts 13, verse 22. Verse 21, because with my hand shall he be established, and my arm shall also strengthen him. Verse 22, the hated enemy shall not exact interest, 5:3:7:8, that's usury, from him, nor the son of wickedness, 5:7:6:6, afflict him. Verse 23, and I will beat down, 3:8:0:7, his foes, 6:8:6:2, in his presence, and smite them, 5:0:6:2, that hate him. Verse 24, but my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. That's his power and influence. Verse 25, I will also set his hand in the sea, his power in the sea, ships, okay, and his right hand, 3:2:2:5, in the rivers. In other words, he's going to have a fleet, which he did. King David had a fleet of ships. And in the river traffic, they did a lot of trading in the rivers under David's rule. Absolutely. Verse 26. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my El, my divine being, and the rock, 6697, of my salvation. And that is what David did. Verse 27. You can reference Revelations chapter 1, verse 5. I will also make him my firstborn, 1060. Highest, 5945, of the kings of the land. That's most high. It usually refers to Yahweh. In this instance, it does not. It refers to Dawid, king of Israel. Verse 28. I will keep my loving kindness for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast. 5:3-9, that means be true with him. Verse 29, I will appoint his seed to endure forever, his seed line, and his throne as the days of the sky. He's the lawgiver of Yehuda. Remember that. Listen to this. 30. If his children forsake, 5800, my law or Torah, and do not walk in my judgments, if they profane my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod, 7626, and their iniquity with stripes, 5061. That's what's going on today. Verse 33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not cut off from him, 6331, nor allow my faithfulness to become deceit, 8266. Verse 34. I will not profane my covenant, nor change, 8138, what has gone out of, 4161, my lips, 8193. The covenant. Yahweh's not going to change the covenant. What's gone out of his lips, the law, will not change. So those in Judeo-Christianity that say the Torah is nailed to the cross are liars. They're liars. It is not passed away. Verse 35, I have sworn by my holiness once and for all that I will not lie, 3576, to Dawid. Verse 36, his seed shall exist, 1961, forever, and his throne as the sun, like in the sky, 8121, before me. Verse 37, it shall be established forever as the moon, 3394, and as a faithful, 539, witness, 5707, in the skies, 7834, Selah, pause for contemplation. Verse 38, but you have rejected, 2186, and abhorred, 3988, you have been wroth, 5674, against your anointed one, 4899. Verse 39, but you have rejected, 2186, the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown, 5145, by casting it to the ground. Verse 40, you have broken down, 6555. All his hedges, 1448. You have brought, 7760, his strongholds, 4013, to ruin, 4288. 41. All that pass by the way plunder him, 8155. He is scorned, 2781. Verse 42, you have exalted the right hand of his adversary, 6862. You have made all his hated enemies rejoice, 8055. Verse 43, you have also turned away the sharp edge, 6864, of his sword, 2719, and have not supported him, 6965, made him to stand, in battle, 4421. Verse 44. You have made his splendor, 2892, to cease, 7673, and cast down, 4048, his throne to the ground. Verse 45. You have shortened, 7114, the days of his youth, 5934. You have covered him over with shame, 955. Selah. Pause for contemplation. Yahweh's punishing Israel at this point. Okay? That's what that last section was about. Verse 46. How long, Yahweh? Will you hide yourself forever? Shall your wrath burn like fire? Verse 47. Remember how short my lifetime, 2465, is. Remember how short my lifetime is. For what reason have you made all the sons of Adam in vain? 7723. Verse 48. What mighty man lives and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of Sheol or his being? Selah. Or pause for contemplation. What that last sentence says, doesn't matter how mighty a man is, he's going to die. Is he going to deliver himself from the hand of death? Of course not. Verse 49 and 50, they have removed the holy name of Yahweh and put Adonai in there. I have removed Adonai and put Yahweh back where it belongs. So, fix that. Verse 49, Yahweh, where are your former, 7223, loving kindnesses, which you swore to Dawid in your faithfulness? Because he's putting a whooping on Israel at this point, and this guy's crying to Yahweh. Remember, verse 50, remember, Yahweh, the taunting, 2781, hurled at your servants. I bear in my bosom the taunts of all the mighty people. 7227, mighty means large numbers. Verse 51, with which your hated enemies have taunted, 2778, O Yahweh, with which they have taunted the footsteps, 6119, of your anointed one. Verse 52, blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen and amen. That's 543. So be it and so be it. He's asking for Yahweh to lift his wrath up from upon Israel because they are being punished. Now that ends the third book in the books of Psalms. These are multiple books. They weren't listed as such in the English translations. Well, I've got about 10 minutes here, and this psalm has 17 verses, and I do believe I can get it done. In verse 1 and verse 17, they have removed the name of Yahweh and put Adonai again. Now this goes all the way back. This is an old psalm. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moshe, the Moses, 4872, the man of Elohim. So David and Asaph didn't write all the psalms. This goes all the way back to Moshe. This is an old one. Verse 1. Yahweh, which I restored. You have been our dwelling place, 4583, in all generations. Verse 2. Before the mountains were born, or you had formed the land, and the world, that's 8398, that's correct, from everlasting to everlasting, you are El. 410, that means you are the divine being. Verse 3, you return mortals, 582, that's Enosh, to dust, 1793. That also means destruction or contrition. And say, return, you children of Adam. And here's verse 4. And you can reference 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, for verse 4. Because 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday, because it is passed away, and as a watch, 821, in the night. That doesn't mean a wristwatch. That means standing a watch as a watchman, as a guard. Verse 5, you sweep them away, 2229. They are as sleep, 8142. In the morning they are renewed, 2498, like grass, 2682, pardon me. Verse 6, in the morning it is renewed and flourishes, speaking of the grass, okay, 6692. In the evening, 6153, it is cut down, 4135, and withers or dries up, 3001. Verse 7, because we are consumed, 3615, by your anger, and are terrified, 926, by your wrath. Verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you, our hidden sins in the light of your countenance. Verse 9. Because all our days are turned away, 6437, in your wrath, 5678. We end our years as a sigh, 1899. Verse 10, you can reference the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 18, verses 8 and 9. The time of our years are 70. And if by strength, 1369, 80, yet their strength, 7296, is labor, 5999, and sorrow, 205. For it quickly passes, 1468, and we fly away, 5774. And that's a metaphor for die, okay? We die. Verse 11, who knows the power of your anger? Your wrath equals the fear of you. 3374. Here it means fear. Verse 12, so make us know the number, 4487, of our days, so that we bring our hearts to wisdom, 2451. In other words, we don't waste our time on foolishness. Verse 13, return, O Yahweh, how long? And have pity, 5162, upon your servants. He evidently was angry with Israel at that time and had left them, so they were on their own and they couldn't do real well without Yahweh. Verse 14, O fill us, 7646, at daybreak with your loving kindness, that we may shout for joy and be glad all our days. Verse 15, make us glad as long as the days of our affliction, 6031, the years that we have seen evil, 7451. All that bad time out in the wilderness, okay, hardship. Verse 16, let your work, 6467, be seen by your servants, and your glory, 1926, by their children. Verse 17. And here's another verse where I renewed Yahweh in the verse and took out that stupid Adonai that they stuck in there. Put his name back in where it belongs. Verse 17. And let the approval, 5278, of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and make prosperous, 3559, the work, 4639, of our hands. Yea, make prosperous the work of our hands. And that ends Psalm 90. So I've got about 3 minutes here, and I got to get the bumper music in and everything. We'll start up again Wednesday, with Psalm 91. And we're doing real well timeline-wise here as far as progressing through the Psalms. I don't want to rush any of these because there's a lot of information in these, and I have to give all the references. I forgot one. Here's Psalm 90. In verse 4, I forgot to read this, pardon me. You can reference 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 for verse 4 of Psalm 90. I had my hand over that moving a little marker down the page. I covered up the note. Oh, well, that's what happens when you get old. But I hope you're enjoying Psalms. I'm doing the best I can reading them and giving all the notations. I've got a lot of work over a lot of years in this stuff, and I have to take it fairly slow to get it all in. I just don't want to read them and gloss over the Psalms. That's not good. Well, I'll say Shalom Aleichem, and I'll speak to you on Wednesday, beginning with Psalm 91. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh in all things.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on the